Carina Press and Harper Audio present Chasing Justice by Kathleen Donnelly. Performed by Patricia Santomasso. Chasing Justice includes material some readers might find difficult, including violence against women, drug and alcohol use, and discussion of suicide. For my mom and dad, with much love. Chapter 1. Pino Grande National Forest, June. A black truck with an old camper shell whipped around a switchback in the distance. Driving too fast for the dirt road, the vehicle fishtailed on the washboards. A plume of dust swirled behind it. Maya Thompson, a U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officer in training, sat in the passenger seat of the patrol Tahoe, studying the truck speeding their way and debating if the driver might lose control. Her FTO, or field training officer, Doug Layton, didn't seem bothered about the vehicle careening toward them. As the truck flew by, it kicked up a rock that smacked the windshield and bounced off onto the dirt road. Maya startled. But Doug's hand sat steady on the steering wheel, completely unfazed, while her heart pounded. Nothing about rocks hitting windshields or trucks passing on dirt roads had been the same since returning home from Afghanistan. "Give it some time," everyone said. "Time healed everything." Maybe. Maya took a deep breath and pulled her long red hair back in a ponytail, securing it with a hairband. "How far out are we?" Doug shrugged.
"Maybe another 5 minutes."
In the back of the SUV, Juniper lay on the seat specially designed for canines, with rubber mats and a vent for air conditioning or heat, depending on the time of year. With her eyes closed, the Malinois rode with the relaxation of an experienced veteran, despite being 2 years old and new to the job. A black fur mask crossed her face, mixed with a light brown coat over the rest of her body. A white spot splotched her chest. Juniper opened one golden eye, then closed it again, the picture of contentment.
"Wish I could chill like that," Maya said.
"Me too. Although she's not always like that at home. When she's not working, she can be difficult."
Doug glanced at Maya.
"How have you been doing?"
"Fine."
"No. I mean, how are you really doing? You can tell me. I'm your best friend, right?"
"Seriously, I'm fine. There's no need to worry about me." Maya turned her head to watch the trees passing by in a blur. A mixture of green and brown from the pine beetle kill over the last few years. The pine beetle was about the size of a grain of rice and native to Colorado. The beetle infestation had impacted over 3.4 million acres of forest. The trees had been dying before Maya left to join the military, but at that time, the damage wasn't as widespread. Now she was back, and the beautiful, lush forests she loved so much were partially dead, with trees cut up into slash piles waiting for winter snow to burn. The forest looked like Maya felt inside.
"You know, if you ever need to talk, I'm here for you."
Doug reached over and took Maya's hand, giving it a squeeze. Maya interlocked her fingers with his, appreciating his strong and reassuring grip. Doug was right. Not only was he her FTO, but he was her best friend. They'd grown up together, and she was grateful for his help. "I know you're here for me. Thank you." Maya released Doug's hand and undid her seatbelt as they pulled into the trailhead parking lot. She wanted out of the vehicle to breathe the fresh air and stop her chest constricting from panic rising through her body. The feelings came so often now, but she had learned to control them, or maybe ignore them, and keep going. Or so she told herself every day. No more war zone. She had thought about telling Doug more. Without him, she wouldn't have this job as a Forest Service officer. Maya would probably still be drinking herself to death at the cabin her grandmother left to her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?